Poll: Half of voters believe Joe Biden cannot reduce crime surge. By Wendell Hasebo on July 6, 2021. 50% of registered voters believe President Joe Biden cannot reduce the 30% increase in 2021 homicides, according to Hill-Harris poll Tuesday. 50% said they are not confident in Biden's ability to address homicides, including 20% who are somewhat not confident and 30% who are not at all confident, the poll suggests. Another 30% of Americans also sometimes feel unsafe in public as crime rages in American cities, according to an APNORC poll released May 26. Homicides increased 58% in Democrat-run Atlanta, 533% in Democrat-run Portland, and 37% in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Shootings are up 54% in Democrat-run New York City, 51% in Democrat-run Los Angeles, and 18% in Democrat-run Chicago. The surge in crime comes as Biden looks to highlight the pandemic to steer clear of negative polling on surging crime and illegal immigration at the southern border. For instance, Biden spoke about the pandemic in his July 4 speech and will do so again Tuesday, ignoring recent numbers from The Washington Post, which suggest only 38% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of crime, while 48% disapprove. The Post also revealed Saturday only 33% of Americans say they approve of how he is handling illegal immigration on the southern border. Among Democrats, only 63% approve of his handling of immigration. Biden's drooping poll numbers in categories that impact American workers' communities perhaps reflect the Democrat Party's rhetoric on the defunding police across the nation. Breitbart compiled the Democrats' rhetoric on defunding police as follows. President Joe Biden said he supported reallocating police resources during his campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris said, "I applaud Eric Garcetti for defunding the Los Angeles police," and said, "We have to reimagine public safety while discussing lowering the police presence in communities." Biden's Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta said officials must heed calls to decrease police budgets in the scope, role, and responsibility of police in our lives. As Boston Mayor, Biden's Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh proposed a budget to divert funding from law enforcement. Biden's Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark wrote an op-ed for Newsweek in 2020 supporting efforts to defund the police. Representative Val Demings, DEL, called the Minneapolis City Council very thoughtful for voting to dismantle the police. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and fellow House Democrats refused to criticize the Minneapolis City Council for defunding the police. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, told protesters to get more confrontational with police. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, called for dismantling the Minneapolis Police Department. Representative Cori Bush, DMO, called for defunding police as a congresswoman-elect. A Democratic National Convention panelist advocated for defunding the police. A Minneapolis City Council member defended defunding the police, but said she didn't have all the answers on who would respond to violent crime. House Majority Whip James Clyburn, DSC, compared federal law enforcement to the Nazi Gestapo. He later ignored looting and arson in D.C., claiming the only violence he saw in D.C. was from police. Democrat Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said he doesn't want police officers to respond to rape. Former Representative Joe Kennedy III, DMA, said he supported Maxine Waters' call to confront the police.